13 minutes to 10 o'clock. Since the advent of stage 6 for a week now here in this Republic of South Africa, we've seen a lot of people clamoring for load shedding mitigation devices, from your UPS to solar power batteries to screw in light bulbs. But the retailer Game saying last week that they've seen a 27% increase in generators. Of course, load shedding is not something new. Since 2008, we've been living on various stages of load shedding, or at least the risk, the fear of load shedding. But what makes it different this time? Well, the real possibility of a stage 8 load shedding or complete blackout. And so we're seeing people rushing out and getting all sorts of devices. We're seeing an increase in the price of these devices. Of course, there's no official crisis called, an official crisis that is formed in legal terms. When we went through our pandemic, there was a state of disaster. And state of disaster also ensured that there was no real increase in the most basic of items, including PPE and other things like that. Not the case when it comes to load shedding devices. We've asked the Competition Commission if they've been monitoring these prices. They say they're not ready to get back to us, not really entertaining our request, but we threw our net wide and we thought, let's ask some of the experts in economics and business about what happens when the principle of supply and demand comes into in place. Does it at all go out of the window? Is there a case where you have some businesses artificially escalating their prices because they know that there is a demand? Professor Yanni Rousseau is a visiting professor at the WITS Business School. Yanni, thanks so much for joining us. Of course, friends who are in the electrical business, who are in the retail business, saying that for some people, load shedding is very, very good businesses. And I'm thinking hardware stores, bulk retailers. I'm thinking of your Games and your Macros, places that sell generators and the like. They're making really, really good business because there's a high demand now for generators and similar devices.
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to the listeners. Indeed, the demand for generators and other equipment, as you've explained, changed. And whenever forces of supply and demand change, we see a change in price. So if there's no demand for generators, we will expect the price of generators to drop. Yeah. However, what is important to remember is that internationally there's suddenly a lot of inflation, transport costs increased, and the rand is weakened. So shop owners must also keep in mind the replacement price of the stock they sell at the moment. They must make sure that they sell at prices where they can get replacement stock in to continue with their business operations.
Under our lockdown and our state of disaster, there were certain prices that were protected and that didn't stop price gouging, but there was at least a trained eye on the price gouging of sanitation products, on personal protective equipment, and the Competition Commission investigated that quite diligently. They came down hard on, in fact, many of our leading retailers, in their opinion, said that retailers were price gouging. Do you think in this process, this period where this is a crisis, albeit maybe on a personal level for many South Africans, do you think that the Competition Commission would at least be looking at some of the retailers and asking questions, okay, how much did you charge for this last month and how much are you charging for it now?
It's not for me to prescribe to the Competition Commission how to do its work. I'm just of the opinion that we would have done much better during the lockdown stages to make sure that no money was stolen in terms of protective equipment being procured by the government, than to try and chase after a few retailers who apparently increased prices more than what the Competition Commission considered appropriate. So I really think that energy could have been used much better in the interest of all South Africans to prevent all the corruption and whatever that took place in government circles during PPE procurement. Now, at the moment, of course, it's not for me to prescribe to the Competition Commission how they should act. My concern, however, is that very soon there will be no equipment for sale in South Africa, generators, etc., because of the demand that changed. And at the same time, with changed demand, the supply chain can't pick up that quickly. So the forces of supply and demand have now changed considerably to what we saw before load shedding.
And retrospectively, thinking about now, this conversation could maybe even have a case, a result of people now saying, okay, now I really need it, because I heard on the morning review with Lester Kivett that there could be supply challenges happening in the future. Can you speak to us a little bit of how sensitive the current supply chain is, not just in South Africa, but around the world? We are hearing of countries that are struggling to cope. We have ports and port cities like Shanghai, who still have backlogs of container vessels lying out at sea. We are hearing in the United States people who've ordered, whether it be bulk goods or their own particular product on Amazon, for example, are struggling to get hold of that because of supply chain problems around the world. And of course, we have geopolitical issues like the Ukraine war at the moment, the Russia-Ukraine war, that's exacerbating things. Just how precarious is the global supply chain at the moment, and how South Africa could be affected by that?
The global supply chain is under pressure. We see, for instance, that some vehicles can't be delivered to customers because some of the chips are not available to complete the manufacture of those vehicles. So everything's been built except for a few crucial components. In South Africa, of course, we have additional supply chain problems over and above the international supply chain challenges, namely crumbling infrastructure. Our railroads are crumbling. Our roads are crumbling. We see truck strikes, etc. So other than the international challenges, we in South Africa are creating our own supply chain challenges, and we have to understand that load shedding by Eskom puts manufacturing and distribution under pressure. So that in itself will also contribute to domestic supply chain challenges.
So load shedding in itself exacerbates a supply chain issue, even for the products that we may need during this time of load shedding not being able to get to us, ironically, because of load shedding.
Indeed, Lester, you're quite right. So load shedding in itself becomes the problem on the supply chain. And at the same time, things that need cooling, etc., with load shedding may suddenly go to rot because cooling plants couldn't function optimally. So that also creates disruptions in the supply chain.
In terms of classifying a scenario or a state of play, a legal legislative state of play, does declaring we have state of disaster, we have state of emergencies. Our lockdown and our pandemic was a state of disaster. I don't know if there'd be categories of declaring a state of disaster, but do you think it would be prudent for a South African government in a moment of crisis to implement some sort of legislative regulatory environment that says, well, load shedding is a crisis and there is a particular products that we desperately need, and whether it be in medical equipment that is needed for you know, to sustain people and to keep them alive, or whether it be basic food stuff, would it be in South Africa's best interest to declare some form or some style of disaster which would make supply chains, import, export, places around our ports, would streamline and cut the red tape of, you know, providing for people who need emergency equipment and the like during this time of load shedding?
The biggest state of disaster in South Africa is the South African government, Lester.
Say it like it is.
They are in a permanent state. They are a permanent state of disaster. I have no confidence in them. Any new rules and regulations they will make will be chaotic. Do you remember Mr. Abraham Patel signing winter clothes regulations?
You couldn't buy open-toed shoes and a cooked chicken.
Yeah, so please, I don't trust this government with regulating anything. They only have the ability to chase surface off beaches. But for the rest, they could not even look after our money, hard-earned money of taxpayers. So please, don't give this government any ideas of more powers. They will mess it up.
Professor Yanni Rissou, tell me what you really think. Visiting Professor at Wits Business School, really appreciate you.